Hi, I'm Paul Enos, filling in for Sam Shad. Today, we are going to be talking to Mayor of Winnemucca, Nevada, Diane Putnam, about all the issues in governing a small rural town. That's next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved. And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nevada's economy is finally coming back. We need less taxes and regulations so families and businesses can breathe. But Congresswoman Jackie Rosen has voted to keep taxes high on families and small businesses, siding with Nancy Pelosi and liberals for more spending, higher taxes, and more regulations. Policies that kill jobs and hurt families. Urge Jackie Rosen to start voting for Nevada families by making their tax cuts permanent and stop voting for higher taxes.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome to an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. Very fortunate today to have the mayor of one of my favorite cities on the I-80 corridor, married a Winnemucca girl.
Thank you.
So we have the mayor of Winnemucca, Nevada, Diane Putnam. Mayor, thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. I just love talking about rural Nevada and especially about Winnemucca. So it's...
Well, I've got a big place in my heart for it. And so, you know, I love small town Nevada. I think you know, you guys seem to do things differently out there. So just real quick, you're in your last term as mayor.
I am in
mayor.
My last term. It's over the end of November. We'll be electing a new mayor and hopefully new ideas, fresh things. I've been there 12 years. It's probably time to get some new ideas, although we've really accomplished a lot in the last 12 years. And Winnemucca is a great place. And that's why I love being here is because we so seldom get to find out anything about rural Nevada. And there's a lot alike as far as Washoe County and our large counties, but there's a lot of different things that go on.
No, that's true. And especially, you know, in a mining community, you know, and growing up in a mining ranching community, very similar to Winnemucca, you know, sometimes we do see some of those boom and bust cycles. How is Winnemucca doing today? The mining industry keeping everybody employed and happy?
You know, the mining industry was just super about 6 years ago. They were on and up. And then when things kind of crashed a little bit, we didn't crash, but we leveled out. And so we went down. And now they're just starting to ramp back up again. And it's kind of exciting to see it go. We went from sales tax revenue, which is what drives rural Nevada and mining. We want them to buy big trucks and spend their money in our county so we get the taxes. But we went from a tax dollar of about a little over $4 million down to under $3
million. Well, you talk about trucks, but I mean, one of the biggest drivers of sales tax in the state, about a fifth, 20% of all sales tax revenues, comes from cars, car dealerships. So you just had some good news in the last month or so.
We did. We have a new dealership is come in and taking over the Ford dealership. Humboldt Ford is what they're called now. And it's kind of exciting because you're right. they make up about a good fourth or more of our sales tax for our county is driven by car sales.
So when you see folks, you know, that are in Winnemucca, but where are they going? Are they going to...
They're going to Reno.
Where our sales tax is, what, 8.25% or something goofy?
Come to Winnemucca at 6.85, unless I can get it increased just a little bit.
So let's talk about that, because that's another challenge is, you know, providing services. And you look at how a lot of local governments are funded. The two main sources of revenue are sales tax, but it's also
property tax.
So do you have the same issue with property tax in Winnemucca that you do in, you know, in the rest of the state with the 3% and the 8% caps?
No, we have those caps. They're statewide caps, although they just have not affected us because we were able to be kind of, when Warshow is at its peak, we're at our bottom. When they're at their bottom, we're at our peak. And so when Warshow went through the 3% holding,
back in 2005, 2006.
We were at a peak, so that 3% really didn't bother us.
And so have you seen your sales tax?
It has not dipped. It has not increased a lot, but it stays right at about $2 million, and it's been pretty constant for the last probably 8 or 9 years.
So when you talk about, you know, economic development, obviously, you know, retail is something that's nice to have. You know, having a community that's really dedicated to mining and agriculture. You know, I know a lot of potatoes are grown in Winnemucca.
They're grown, but they're transported out now. We used to have the manufacturing for the potato plant, and that actually closed, and they now take the potatoes to Idaho to manufacture. So when we lose those, and we lost about 100 jobs when that went away. So it definitely affects us. We've had Hycroft close their mine, and that was 400 jobs that went away and made big dents. We were able to retain a lot of those people in our community with other jobs, and the other mining industry took on some of the miners. But that was when we went backwards, and it just leveled us out to where we've really been struggling to maintain our infrastructure, to maintain our safe, you know, a city provides for safety and infrastructure. Those are the two main things.
Recreation. If they're doing it right. I mean, those are the two things you want them to do.
Yes.
Need them to do.
They have to, yeah. Recreation really is not something that we can go out and do. We've been very, very fortunate because we've saved for a long time. And we're able to put aside some money. This year we did
some... Yeah, and a beautiful new park on the east side.
Mm-hmm. We have soccer fields, super soccer fields for play. We just added, it's not quite open yet, but we did a little water feature for the kids, a water park. So
there's going to be a measure on the ballot to, is it increased property tax or sales tax?
It's all sales tax. Increased sales tax by a quarter of a cent.
Okay.
So it would take our sales tax up to 7.1 versus 6.85.
Okay, and with that money you would use
it's
for a new swimming pool?
That's what we're hoping for. Our swimming pool, we had to close one. It was 55 years old, and our other swimming pool is over 40 years old, and they're just running into some major issues. One of the big issues is that it's not Olympic size, so we can't bring competition to Winnemucca, and we have a great swim team, actually two swim teams that operate out of Winnemucca. We just can't have other teams there also because the pool isn't large enough to accommodate that.
All right, we are talking to Mayor Diane Putnam, Mayor of Winnemucca, about the challenges of running a small city in rural Nevada. We are going to be right back on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are talking with Diane Putnam, who is the mayor of Winnemucca in her final term. So, Mayor, let's talk about some of the issues that we hear, you know, in cities all over the state, and if you're having the same impact. You know, one of the things we've heard a lot of local governments look at is suing some of the pharmaceutical companies for opioids. Do you have that same issue in rural Nevada and Winnemucca that we have in some of the bigger cities?
We definitely have drug issues, same as any city, any county in the state. However, we really haven't dealt into the opioid issue. I know that our county is on board with the Attorney General's office to be part of, they have a little project going to do some surveys on opioids, which we have definitely signed up to do. It's a scary thing, and it's just an issue that is everywhere. I don't think that we are overboard with it, but we are not.
I mean, you've seen a lot of communities throughout the country, rural communities hollowed out, but, you know, luckily, you know, in small towns, especially where you have mining and everybody's drug tested, do you think that helps?
It definitely helps, and it does definitely make a difference. The marijuana is an issue as far as drug testing in our community because it stays in your system so much longer than anything else.
So, I mean, that is interesting. We've seen debates in places like Wendover and Elko about, you know, bringing in dispensaries, bringing in cultivation centers. Is that something anybody has come to you about or you guys have had a conversation?
We passed an ordinance to exclude it, and so did Humboldt County, and we really haven't had anyone approach us as far as putting a dispensary in or any. We have had a hemp grower approach us to grow hemp, which I think that's out in the county, and I believe they're going to allow that to happen. But as far as the marijuana issue, we really have not seen that yet.
So why did you decide and the county decide? What were some of the rationale behind?
One of the biggest things was when we looked at our community, and this I'm talking about the city in particular, there wasn't really an ideal place to put one that wasn't close to a church, close to a school, because all of those things are spread out. Again, our city is less than 10 square miles, so we're not a large city. And schools are everywhere, churches are everywhere, and there just wasn't a place that you could set it off to the side. And the other issue is law enforcement and being able to provide the proper security and do the right things and not knowing what's on the venue, you know, not having any exposure to it. We didn't know what it would take to do it. So we're really not going to be first.
So are you encouraged with what you're seeing in some of the urban counties, or is it something that you think is still needs to be baked a little more before it's something, you know, communities like Winnemucca will look at?
I think it needs
and
to be baked.
And maybe baked isn't the right term, but then again, maybe it is.
well, it needs, we need to know all of the, it needs to have some factors in there that we need to know about. You know, what kind of law enforcement, what does it entail? What has it caused other cities, what income would it really derive in Winnemucca? We're not a large, our whole county is only 18,000 people.
And how many of those folks are in Winnemucca, or I guess the sphere of influence of Winnemucca?
The sphere of influence, which I would say is like a 10-mile radius, we probably have about close to 13,000 people. So not huge. And what kind of an impact would that have for those people and versus the income that it would bring in? And would that income be enough to offset what we need in law enforcement? And
what do you have in law enforcement right now, just to give folks an idea?
25 paid policemen, including our chief of police, and we're talking about 24-hour service. So you take 25 people, and you always have one or two that are off for some reason, and you spread that over. So we really run on a very limited force. You know, you're talking about 3 to 4 officers in shift times, and those are in your prime shift times. In your slower shift times, you probably only have 2 officers. And then, of course, you have to have the ones that process the papers and the lieutenants and to deal with the actual crime things that go on, not just on a, hour basis when you have an accident, but something that goes on long term.
How about fire? I know fire, you know, is an issue with a lot of local governments. Now, you don't have a municipal fire department, correct?
We have one paid fireman, and he's not paid like a huge amount. He actually gets more than the mayor, but not very much more. But we have 24 volunteer fire people, and they are excellent. They are wonderful. And we might be a little bit unique because they don't get paid for anything. We pay their PERS for them. So when we look at taking on firemen in our community, they're looking at the long term because they want to get that retirement.
And it's, you know, more folks kind of coming together as a community.
As a community. And it is, if we had a paid fire department, our city would be broke.
All right. We are talking with the mayor of Winnemucca, Nevada, Diane Putnam, and we are going to be right back for our final segment on Nevada Newsmakers.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens. Natural stone water features and fountains and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't going to let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are talking with the mayor of Winnemucca, Nevada, Diane Putnam. Now, Diane, Winnemucca, you know, in a lot of rural communities, they do things a little differently. You know, we're always reading in the paper, you know, both in Las Vegas and up here in Washoe County about fights between local government. There seems to be kind of those competing spheres of influence, you know, who's going to control what. But you guys do things a little bit differently in Winnemucca and Humboldt County.
Right. Fortunately, there was a point in time when we all left our egos on the doorstep and decided we can get things done if we work together. And we do have, joint city-county meetings. The city, the county, the school district, and the convention center, the WCVA, we've all worked together to put in the soccer fields, to buy a recreational complex, to improve our community. We know that it takes the right community to bring people in. You have to have all of the amenities to attract people. And not there isn't one of our governmental businesses that can do that all by themselves. And it's just been a pleasure to work with all of the entities. When we need something, we get together, we have a meeting, we put our heads together, and have been able to make it happen. And it is unique for a community and a county to work together, but we cost share on many items. It's just been a pleasure to be able to do that.
One of the amenities that people are looking for, and we see this, you know, we see a lot of folks fleeing California because housing prices are just skyrocketing through the roof. And, you know, now we seem to be having some of that, at least here in Washoe County. Is there a housing crunch in Winnemucca like we see right now in Washoe and some of the urban communities around the state?
Right now we have housing available, and we've been very fortunate because we've had builders that came in to build when the mining was booming, and then unfortunately it kind of leveled out. So all those homes are still there, and you know they're still actively building.
Affordable?
Mm-hmm. You know, Nevada's at the higher end of the country as far as housing. I think probably our medium house is more in the 280 market, 300.
Hey, compared to where we're at here, you know, where we're, you know, what, 380 in Sparks, mm-hmm. and, you know, 400,000 in Reno. I mean, that sounds, mm-hmm. that sounds delightful. So, if, you know, you're young, you want to raise a family. You know, Winnemucca is a place where you can go and do it and get into a home.
We're developing our parks. We have, like I said, a soccer field. We just added, they just celebrated their first full year of operation, and that was our new Boys and Girls Club of Winnemucca, which the Pennington Foundation helped us financially to get started, and it's a beautiful complex. They're servicing over about 120 kids right now on a daily basis, and when you think about that, that's huge for a small town like us.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
We're trying right now very much to get the funds to pass a 25 or a quarter of a cent sales tax.
I got an earful from my mother-in-law on this. So no, it's something. She goes, hey, we need a pool.
We need a pool.
So what is that? What would that potentially generate?
Well, you know, you try to explain to people, and it's sales tax. So number one, food is excluded from sales tax. It's not property tax, and it gets everybody. It gets the mining industry. It gets everybody who comes through our community and spends a dollar there. They're going to pay a quarter to us. So for every $400 you spend, you only spend a dollar. And I tell people, you don't have any hesitancy to come to Reno and pay their sales tax, but you don't want to put a quarter cent back into the community to make it really a very perfect place to raise a family, to draw businesses, to bring people into our community.
So one of the challenges, I think, running a rural community, you know, where you have 10% of the population in Nevada is outside the urban areas of Washoe, mm-hmm. and Clark County. You know, how is it dealing with folks on the state level? And, you know, I know that you have endorsed the Attorney General, Adam Laxalt, for governor. What was part of the rationale?
Part of it has to do with he at least comes out into the rural areas and understands the diversity that Nevada has. If we elect everybody from the south, they need to come out and see what goes on.
Well, and I will say different. There are some folks from the south that do come up, I know they love to go, you know, to Armachea's or the Star Hotel at Elko, right?
That's true, but that's not just everything. Mining communities are very different, and they look at us and think, well, mining doesn't benefit me, but it benefits the whole state, and we need to pay attention to the rural areas to keep those industries going, because Las Vegas gets some of the mining dollars. It's spread out. It's important to all of us, and you need to know, if you're going to run for a state office, know about the whole state. Don't just know about a segment of it or the issues that you have. You need to have a very broad, open mind, because we are a very diversified state.
Yeah, home rule, you know, another issue that's, you know, big for a lot of folks.
It is.
And do you feel like you have, you know, all the tools and mechanisms that you need in Winnemucca to run a city, or, you know, do you want more power from the legislature?
Oh, you know, I don't need more power. I just want them to understand where we're at, so that when they enact laws that affect us, and especially when it's a financial impact, that they understand that you're affecting a community or that get very little dollars. We run on a budget of between $7 and $8 million, not counting our two proprietary funds, which are our sewer and our water. I had a business. My budget was a whole lot more than that. and you're wondering, you know, how do you keep everybody employed, pay the health insurance, which is a huge issue. We're subject to all of the issues, but we have to do it on a much smaller budget. And we're very fortunate in Winnemucca. We're debt-free with the exception of our new sewer plant, which was $29 million that we just put on board. It's just not quite 1 year old. And we were able to do it and only borrow $18 million on it.
Hey, Mayor. I'm going to have to end it, but I mean, great success story and great thing to end on. Hey, thank you so much for being here and
thank you for offering
more insight to our viewers about, you know, governing in a small town. We'll be back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
If you want to check out any of our old shows, you can download a podcast on iTunes or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com. Thanks for watching and listening.